This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to understand the folly of a zero-sum game idea toward economics, toward politics, toward relationships, toward life. What do I mean? People who believe in a zero-sum game have this sense that on every conflict, every disagreement, every split, somebody wins, somebody loses. It's not true. People who work in business can tell you that the best kind of deal is a win-win, where both sides gain. And yes, it's possible that you can make the kind of arrangement or you have the kind of confrontation where both sides lose. The key thing about the zero-sum game, it's, by the way, it's in the Ten Commandments. The tenth commandment of the Ten Commandments, for those of you who have been missing some Bible study, take a look at it. It's the one commandment where God is telling us how to feel. And he's telling us in that commandment that it's important that you don't covet. You don't measure yourself by what somebody else has. That if you believe that God is an infinite creator and has the ability to create whole worlds and sufficiency and an unending ability as a creator, then you recognize that the fact that somebody else has something good doesn't mean that you can't have it too. It's not a zero-sum game. And I think that's the key to trying to deal with this impeachment mess, and yes, I think it is a mess right now, and it's the essence in trying to deal with economics. It's not a question of if the rich get richer, then the poor suffer. Because if the rich get richer, that involves creating wealth, not stealing it from somebody else. And wouldn't you rather be in a city with lots and lots of wealthy people? The cities in America with terrible economic conditions are not cities that have too many billionaires in them. In fact, they have too few. And how does this zero-sum game apply most obviously? Well, it's this whole long ongoing debate and struggle about the $20 bill. The decision was announced in the Obama administration to put Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. And who was Harriet Tubman? Harriet Tubman was born a slave in Maryland, and she later escaped. And then she went back, of course, at the risk of her life, to actually lead other enslaved people to freedom. And she became a leading voice for the abolition cause. She also, in a remarkable incident, she actually led some black troops in battle during the Civil War. The only woman known to have done so. And she was a tiny little woman. She was 5'2". In any event, she's a remarkable figure, and she certainly is somebody worth honoring, and she's a true heroine in America. So why any controversy over putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill? Because the idea was you were getting rid of Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson, in particular, was one of Trump's favorite presidents. He put an Andrew Jackson portrait in the White House. And Andrew Jackson also, by the way, all you hear about him is he was a slave owner. Yes, that's true. He never opposed slavery like other slave owners who were very prominent in early American history. But he was also a military hero of the first magnitude, and he was not an Indian hater or someone who prosecuted Indians. He did authorize Indian removal in the Trail of Tears. But the fact is, he was our most significant president between Jefferson and Lincoln, for sure. And there is a great deal to admire about him. The whole fascinating thing about Andrew Jackson is, despite the fact that he fought Indians during part of his career as a militia general, despite the fact that he fought Indians, he also fought alongside Indians, because most of his Indian campaigning was in an Indian civil war where he was fighting on the side of Creek Indians who had made peace with the United States against Red Sticks who had slaughtered, raped, tortured, mutilated their fellow Indians, as well as some American settlers. In any event, so here's the deal. Is it either or? It's not a zero-sum game. Why? Because a $20 bill has two sides. The plan has always been, and no one wants to acknowledge this, Andrew Jackson goes now to the backside where they used to have a picture of Andrew Jackson's home, the Hermitage. I believe the new image will show Andrew Jackson's face, but not his home, on a separate side. And on the other side of the bill, the front side, there will be Harriet Tubman. Now, I don't know if either Andrew Jackson or Harriet Tubman would be comfortable being on the same $20 bill, but that's the way it's going to be. Can we relax about that? Well, I think we should, because apparently after this change in the 20 being slowed up by the Trump administration, it is going forward. And look, it's going to be the first paper currency with an image of a woman. We've had other coin currencies. They had a Susan B. Anthony dollar, and nobody seemed to like that, so they stopped making it. They made it as recently as 1999. And they had a Sacagawea, I think it was a 50-cent piece, in honor of the teenage Native American guide for Lewis and Clark that we know almost nothing about. But, okay, now we've got Harriet Tubman, the next personage for currency, I would suggest, should be Frederick Douglass. Would be another former slave worth honoring. Speaking of worth honoring, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, who I don't like and don't admire, actually said something fairly courageous recently. And I found it very encouraging. This is clip 9, Jeremy. Let's take a listen.
I think it might, to do a trial knowing you'll get 55 votes at the max seems to me to be not the right prioritization of our time right now.
Okay. He's expressing some doubts about going forward with his impeachment trial. He's a Democrat. Remember, he was Hillary Clinton's running mate. Apparently, he and Susan Collins of Maine have been trying to pitch their fellow senators on passing a resolution of censure on Trump and then gone home. The problem right now is it's very obvious. Rand Paul introduced a resolution yesterday where they voted last night. And there were five Republicans. I'll tell you who they were later. But there are five Republicans who voted with all of the Democrats to reject the resolution. The resolution said, we got to cancel the trial because we have no constitutional right to try in an impeachment case a former president. The weight of constitutional authority appears, if you talk to most experts, it would appear that they do not agree on that. And yet at the same time, honestly, everybody agrees that Trump is going to win this particular struggle. He is not going to find 17 Republicans voting for his impeachment and his banning from running for a future office. So what do you do? Because there are real concerns here about the future of the country. The Department of Homeland Security warning us against right-wing domestic terrorists. No, it's all kinds of domestic terrorists. We'll get to that and more coming up.
My husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips. And it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor. And so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Michael Medved Show, the Department of Homeland Security has issued a new terror alert warning that the January 6th attack has emboldened extremists. And by the way, I would say it's not the January 6th attack. I think it's the reaction to the January 6th attack. When people say, as they said, and you'll remember, I've been criticizing this point of view from January 6th. They said, we could have lost our democracy. Our democracy was threatened. The American system of government, the Constitution, it's not true. I think the January 6th attack was horrible. I think it was unjustifiable. I think it was loathsome. I think everything, everyone associated with it in any way ought to be punished within the limits of the law. And by the way, this is true for President Trump because he was involved with it. I do think he incited that attack. And the problem is impeachment is not the right way to do with it. If they find that he can actually be prosecuted afterward by Washington, D.C. authorities, local authorities, for inciting a riot, I'm not sure they would win that case. But I'm not sure that case should even be drawn. We'll get to that in a moment. But the idea that the January 6th attack emboldened extremists, if you're an extremist, if you're crazy out there on the left or the right, and you see what happened in the Capitol building, and it was really not a gigantic crowd of people who actually entered the Capitol building. We're talking about a few thousand people at most, probably a few hundred. They're arresting them at a rapid rate, and people are getting charged, over 200 charged so far. But the Homeland Security Department issued a new terror alert today, warning of possible attacks by domestic violent extremists spanning the ideological spectrum, emboldened by the pro-Trump mob's assault on the Capitol earlier this month. There's no information on a specific credible plot, the department said, but the confluence of events has left security analysts worried enough to issue the warning. The bulletin points to the January 6th attack on the Capitol, concerns over the presidential transition, ongoing debates about coronavirus shutdown restrictions, and police use of force protests over the last year. Those are all worrying factors. DHS is concerned the same drivers to violence will remain through early 2021, and some violent extremists may be emboldened by the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington to target elected officials and government facilities. I think that is probably true, because what you can see here is that this targeting of the Capitol building, which was diabolical, actually got so much more attention than the vandalism and attacks elsewhere outside the United States, even attacking a federal courthouse in Seattle or in Portland. But there is this little bit of good news, and again, I'm a great believer in sharing good news. This reported by ABC News. At least 8 people were arrested in Portland today after rioters damaged both federal and private property, police said. Dozens of protesters took to the streets of Oregon's largest city following the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Some people were seen carrying Black Lives Matter signs, while others held banners with anti-Biden or anti-police slogans. Although the demonstrations were largely peaceful. What do you mean largely peaceful? It's not largely peaceful when you're breaking windows. 2 protest events resulted in property damage and arrests, according to the Portland Police Bureau. A group of about 150 people gathered at Revolution Hall, a music venue in southeast Portland, and marched to the headquarters of the Democratic Party of Oregon on Wednesday afternoon. Some individuals vandalized the building with graffiti and smashed windows, while others moved dumpsters into the middle of the street and lit the contents on fire, police said. 8 people ranging in ages from 18 to 38 were arrested in connection with the event. The charges range from felony criminal mischief to possession of destructive devices. Various weapons were also seized, including Molotov cocktails, knives, batons, chemical spray, and a crowbar, according to police. Later that evening, a group of 150 people marched to the Portland field office of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service, etc. Look, the one thing is, an arrest is a good start, but prosecution is important, too. And, again, I don't think there's any doubt they're going to be prosecuting the right-wing extremists who attacked the Capitol building, the Promise Boys and the Boogaloo Boys and the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters, a lot of them are going to jail. And they should. Not because of what they believe, but because of what they did. In America, we don't jail people based on their beliefs, but we do jail them based on their actions. But that means you also have to go after the extremists on the extreme left. And at least they're doing that here. Dwelling in all the negativity of the Capitol attack, that's one of the reasons, and Lindsey Graham makes this point, that's one of the reasons that this entire prospect of an impeachment trial, I think, is so distasteful and so destructive. I don't think it will help America. This is what Senator Graham said.
The President of the United States was impeached in 50 hours without one witness being called, and he didn't have a lawyer. So one of the reasons we need to make sure this thing never goes anywhere is because I don't want to legitimize the impeachment process used in the House. I think it's a danger to democracy and the presidency itself. So what's going to happen next? This is a floor, not a ceiling, on the votes to drop this case. There'll be a motion to dismiss on day one of the trial. I think we'll get more than 45 votes once we hear arguments about why it should be dismissed. And if we don't get 51, we'll go to a trial. And I want your audience to know the following. They never called a witness in the House. If there's an effort by the Democrats to call a single witness in the United States Senate, they had no record in the House. There will be a delay of this trial. There will be a Pandora's box being opened. We will want witnesses, and this thing will go on for weeks, if not months. So I'm hoping that we have a trial based on a stipulation of fact, not witnesses, and we get this behind us in about 3 days after we begin.
Okay, I think that's one of those statements by Lindsey Graham that pretty much everyone should agree with. Do you really need witnesses in this particular trial? Does the trial need to go forward? And what he's talking about here is they had a motion to dismiss that was voted down last night, 55 to 45. But that was a motion to dismiss saying that you can't try a president who's already left office. That's a different issue as to whether they should go forward with this particular trial. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
January is now the deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in the country so far. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows roughly 77,700 people have died during this month due to the virus. Over 424,000 American lives have been lost to the virus since the start of the pandemic. The White House is being pressed about safely reopening schools.
We will have specifics that we'll defer to the CDC on the safe reopening of schools.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying that plans are being made by the new Biden administration. President Biden also promoting new executive orders on climate change, calling it a national security issue. Biden says it is possible to create new jobs while battling the crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Two things that I've got to mention here. I really do have to mention. One of them actually very, very important to me. Today is my wedding anniversary. Diane and I were married on January 27th of 1985. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. 36th wedding anniversary. And I, honest to God, you know how time flies when you're having fun? It seems ridiculous to me that it's that long. Again, I look at my beautiful wife. I think it's ridiculous that it could be that long. We could be married that long, but we are. And I am grateful for it, not just every day. I'm grateful for it every minute. And in that context, this afternoon, my wonderful wife, Dr. Diane Medved, psychologist, best-selling author, is participating in one of these panel discussions that she's been doing. And I know a lot of you have been tuning into it. It's a free webinar. And this one is about the blame game in marriage and how to avoid losing that particular game. And you can find information about it if you go to our website at michaelmedved.com, or if you want, you can go directly to barryshore.com. It's free. It's a Zoom live webinar, but you got to register. You can go to Barry, spelled the normal way, Shore, spelled the normal way, .com. Okay. One of the things that we were just talking about is this idea of a resolution of censure. And what happened last night was this, is Rand Paul spoke very well. And he basically said to the Senate that given the fact that there are differences of opinion, they've never ever done this before, ever tried a U.S. president on impeachment after he left office. With Andrew Johnson, it was shortly before he left office. Of course, with Bill Clinton, it was several years before he left office. And with President Trump, well, that was a year ago. So this year's annual impeachment, it happened because what President Trump did was reprehensible and appalling. And the fear that I think many people have, and not just Democrats, but many patriotic Americans, is that if this thing goes ahead and we continue a trial, and we have a lengthy trial where the whole purpose of the trial will be to ban President Trump from ever running for any office or holding any office again in the future, that will only increase the sense for many of the people who admire President Trump that he is being persecuted, that this is vindictive, that he is being made a victim, that he is being subjected to another hoax, another witch hunt. It's all destructive. And if you don't believe that that is true, think about the way that opinion has changed, even among members of Congress, since the events of January 6th. Until the House went forward with the, I think, historic mistake of actually voting impeachment. Since the House went forward and voted impeachment, opinion has, if anything, moved to be more sympathetic to President Trump. Before that vote by the House, there was almost no one who defended the way that he conducted himself since the election. And widespread criticism, even among Republicans, even among Mitch McConnell, about the way that he had handled January 6th, the way that he had tried to solicit vote fraud from the Secretary of State of Georgia, Brett Raffensperger. But now, all of a sudden, President Trump is defending himself against this massive onslaught by Democrats again. And I believe he is only rallying support, and the entire process is only making it more likely that he will destroy the Republican Party and damage any conservative prospects by running again in 2024, either as a Republican or, God forbid, as a third-party candidate. I say God forbid because third-party candidate could do damage anyway. I don't think as a Republican he would win the nomination. But the point here is, again, you have to trust people enough to let them make a democratic decision. And I think that the best possible outcome would be an overwhelming vote of censure. Just a resolution saying we condemn. And that's happened before. It happened to Andrew Jackson, who we were talking about before. And certainly, I think you could get a majority of Republicans, not every single one. You could get all of the Democrats. And that vote would be a mark in the history books. It would be unique. It would be distinctive. And if President Trump had any desire to run in the future, then you'd talk about the fact that here you have a majority of Republicans and all the Democrats who are saying, this is a guy who behaved horribly in refusing to condemn a riot while it was going on, implying that his vice president, who the rioters wanted to kill, implying that his vice president could, if he, quote, did the right thing, overturn the results of an election. The entire thing is mad. And the fact is that if we go through this impeachment process and the Republicans go through a trial, and then fall short of 17 Republicans going over to vote to convict President Trump, then he will, of course, claim it as a great vindication that he's been exonerated and will hold himself up in triumph. This isn't a good thing for the country. And you talk about people being motivated because domestic violent extremists, DVEs, as they're called by the Department of Homeland Security, because they see this attack on the Capitol building on January 6th, they see that as a great big success. so that they will want to do more imitations, attack more government buildings, maybe state capitals, maybe the left will attack offices of the ICE or of Customs Enforcement. The entire thing is a dangerous moment for the country. And it would be terrific and real leadership if President Biden, he doesn't even have to do it publicly, if he quietly could speak to some of his Democratic colleagues, to Chuck Schumer, and say, look, let's make the best out of a terrible situation. One thing that people can agree on is President Trump behaved badly on January 6th. Vote that. Make that clear. But the idea of passing a retroactive impeachment after he's left office and then attempting, which they would succeed in doing, presumably, banning him from ever holding office again, I don't think he ever will hold office again. I don't think he ever should hold office again. But for God's sake, this makes it all look like an anti-Trump conspiracy. And that's hardly what we need. There was a revelation here, a guilty plea. Do you remember this guy whose name was Brandenburg, Stephen Brandenburg in Grafton, Wisconsin, who sabotaged a bunch of precious vaccine by taking it out of refrigeration? He's 46 years old. He's pleading guilty. And it turns out he is a longtime believer in conspiracy theories about vaccines. And there are 56 people who got vaccinated, lucky enough to get vaccinated, but they got vaccinated with the Moderna vaccines that he had attempted to ruin. I don't know if they're getting revaccinated or what's happening. But for this guy, there is a real cost to thinking that the conspiracies rule the world and that vaccines are evil. And yes, the truth really does matter. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
Hey,
group?
Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Michael Medved show. No one can say that the Biden administration has not staked out an ambitious agenda. Actually, it's a series of agendas. Some of them, like helping Americans get vaccinated. Yeah, it's good. Go. Let's get 100 million shots in those arms. Let's catch up with Bahrain and Great Britain and Israel in terms of that. Fine, that's great. But the climate initiative, where President Biden has actually appointed two fairly radical climate activists to be his leading climate authorities, I'm not sure that's going quite so well. This is Gina McCarthy, who is the White House National Climate Advisor, who is talking about the program to address climate change in her press briefing this morning, and talks about it, of course, as one of four existential crises. This is what she had to say. Listen, clip one.
In his campaign, he and Vice President Harris put forward the most ambitious climate vision that any presidential ticket had ever embraced. And he spent more time campaigning on climate than we have ever seen. The president also has consistently identified the climate crisis as one of four interrelated existential crises that are gripping our nation all at once. And he's demanding answers that can address all four. And he's not waiting to take action, getting us started on his first day in office, because science is telling us that we don't have a moment to lose to fight against all four of these crises in a way that recognizes their intersectionality.
Okay, intersectionality, of course, is a favorite word of the left, that everything is connected. The four bigs, the big four, are the economy, climate change, racial justice, and the pandemic. Frankly, I think that the more President Biden focuses on the pandemic, yes, that is very much related to the economy. And yes, the pandemic, which has impacted families of color so disproportionately, yes, that will have an element in dealing with racial justice. And the idea that climate change is in the same level of immediate urgency, and so more problematic. But then you have John Kerry backing up Gina McCarthy, of course. And former senator, a former presidential candidate, now climate czar, John Kerry, was asked what his message would be to oil and gas workers who see an end to their livelihoods. Here's what Senator or climate czar Kerry had to say. Listen.
The takeaway to them is that they are seeing an end to their livelihoods. What do you say to them, particularly those people who President Trump struck a chord with on the campaign trail when he promised to save their jobs? What is your message to them right now?
With respect to those workers, no two people are more in this room are more concerned about it. And the President of the United States has expressed in every comment he has made about climate the need to grow the new jobs that pay better, that are cleaner. What President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home.
Okay, the idea of better choices, what about people who would choose, if they possibly could, to keep the same job in the same town, which is a good job? And the idea that that oil and gas workers are going to disappear, that those industries are going to disappear. What do you say to people who right now are, I don't know, more fuel-efficient cars are fine, but this notion that we won't need oil and gas, that we won't need any more extraction of energy from the ground, is basically nuts. President Biden also, as we've talked about on the show before, is bringing an end to the 1776 project that was launched by President Trump. It produced a controversial report that was meant to answer the 1619 propaganda that basically said all of America has been based upon slavery. Here's the way the president explained bringing the 1776 project from the U.S. government to an end. Listen.
Look, in the weeks ahead, I'll be reaffirming the federal government's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion and accessibility, building on the work we started in the Obama-Biden administration. That's why I'm rescinding the previous and abolish the offensive counterfactual 1776 commission. Unity and healing must begin with understanding and truth, not ignorance and lies.
Okay, I honestly believe the president has not read the brief report from the 1776 project. There's very little of it. There's none of it that could be described as lies. None. And this is offensive to people like Victor Davis Hanson and Larry Arn, who worked hard on that 1776 project. And the president was very ill-advised to speak of it that way. Look, I can understand the argument. You don't want the government of the United States producing anything like an official history, whether it's on the side of the 1619 Project or anything else. Nothing. I understand that argument. But to attack decent patriotic Americans and the product of their hard work, it's a shame. I'll tell you what else is a shame, is when a very gifted actor named Anthony Mackie commits himself, he's one of the producers too, to a big new movie on Netflix that basically tries to give you a new view of a Terminator. Doing what? Joining the Marine Corps in the year 2036. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Try to imagine a black Terminator as a Marine Corps officer determined to win a high-tech war in Eastern Europe while saving the world from nuclear annihilation. That's the premise of the futuristic action extravaganza Outside the Wire, now streaming on Netflix.
What are you, AI?
I'm Gump's AI. I'm a prototype. My existence is classified.
That's Anthony Mackie from Hurt Locker playing the android officer who, ironically, is by far the most human of all the characters. characters in Outside the Wire. Damson Idris, a former soccer star, is his ineffective co-star as they bicker through battle scenes that look more like video games than a satisfying cinematic experience. Rated R, of course, for language and for scenes showing gruesome internal damage for both humans and robots. 2 stars for the clunky and cliche-ridden Outside the Wire.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And cliche-ridden, there is a big sequence in this film where there's a nuclear bomb that's about to go off on a nuclear missile. And they have a countdown, and you can see 5 minutes to launch. And you'll never guess what happens. It's just impossible to guess what happens. It's you can understand why somebody might have thought this movie was a good idea, but the execution... honestly, the people participating in it deserve better. Speaking of deserving better, one of the hardest things for anybody who works in a ministerial position as a pastor or a rabbi, one of the hardest things you do is help people at the end of their lives. There's a veteran rabbi actually of one of the largest congregations in the country, the Wilshire Boulevard Temple in L.A., who has worked with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of dying people. And he's now written a book. The book is about how confronting death can actually make for a much richer life. We'll be speaking to Rabbi Steve Leder. We'll also be... talking about a nice Scandinavian country, one of those countries everybody's supposed to admire, that now says they are going to accept 0 asylum seekers. And San Francisco is renaming 44 schools. Really? They voted to do it. What an insanity for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.